Chapter 17.
Quintuplin, where the buildings are as tall as the red oak trees, I said. But it's a long, long ride.
I'm in no hurry,
Ben replied, yawning. Skinny as the young man might be, he had some grit to him. Underneath all the bruises, he probably wasn't a half-bad-looking lad either. He just needed to eat more. Dark complexioned and tall, he was at ease in the saddle. His light eyes followed all the sights and sounds. And unlike Brenoir, he smiled and talked a good bit.
Tired, Ben?
A good bit, actually. Haven't rested since being hauled off in that cage. Shouldn't we be making camp already? I can make a fire.
What do you need a fire for? Didn't you bring a blanket?
No.
I shook my head.
But I meant I could do some cooking. I'm a good hunter and trapper.
I thought you were a farmer.
Well, you can't survive in the country if you can't hunt or fish. You'll starve eventually.
As soon as the white owls began to hoot, I stopped in a grove and made camp, which consisted of little more than two horses and two men, with a rough patch of ground to lie on. Ben yawned the whole time as he gathered twigs and started a fire. He did well. After a few minutes, the orange glow burst to life, and the warmth came.
Outstanding, Ben. You're pretty handy, are you not?
Covering his yawn, he said,
I told you.
Good. Now you can take the first watch. Wake me up when the moon dips.
Ben had a blank look in his eyes.
And keep your ears open. It'll serve you better than your eyes at night,
I said, closing my eyes. I could feel Ben's eyes on my back as he rubbed his hands in the fire.
I'll stay awake, Dragon. All night if I have to.
I lay and listened. Chirps of critters and crickets filled my ears. All those little things that crept and crawled in the night had come to life. A burning fire offered sanctuary, but it could attract the unwanted. Good thing I was a light sleeper, and I had a sixth sense for danger. The dragon's gut, I called it. An awareness I had when I slept, though I didn't sleep much. As I drifted off to sleep, the soft snoring of Ben drifted into my ears.
Oh, great, I said, sitting up.
He lay alongside the fire, curled up in his armor.
Looks like I have the first and second watch.
The Pixlin flew as fast as he could fly, covering a mile a minute. Hummingbird's wings buzzing as fast as they ever buzzed before. Over the treetops he went, scattering insects and small birds. Little noticed him. Little could see him. In a day, he'd covered the northern part of Nelsimbor. He'd seen many faces in that day. Dwarfs, elves, orcs, giants, and dragons. Some hard at work, or mischief. Others at play. But there was yet to be a sign of the man he sought, Nath Dragon. He rubbed his belly, panting. The potion Phineas had given him was a nasty thing, like rotten stew boiling. It gave him strength somehow, a sense of direction, too. The man must be close. He could feel it. He thought of his companion, the pink-eyed Pixlin he'd been with all his life. Find the man. Save her. He couldn't bear the thought of horrible things happening to her. He took a deep breath at his tiny mouth, stuck out his chest, and buzzed into the sky. A streak of red came at him. He rolled away, hovering in the sky. There were three of them. Each was as big as him, red-scaled and black-winged, tiny dragons called firebites. They circled, snorted puffs of fire, and dove. The Pixlin shot through the sky, three dangerous dragons nipping at his toes. Firebites didn't play with pixies and fairies. They roasted them and ate them whole. The pouring rain didn't bother him, nor the stubborn horse between his legs. No, as Brenwar trotted along the road, he was consumed with something else. Guilt.
I should have listened to him,
he growled, wringing the water from his beard. He had known Nath wanted to leave Morgdon, and Brenwar should have gone. Instead, being stubborn, persistent, and consumed with the Festival of Iron, he might end up losing his best friend, and it might end up starting another war. Not that Brenwar would mind that, but he had to catch him. And catching Nath wouldn't be easy, not if he didn't want to be found. Another dragon war, Nath's father had warned. That's what evil wanted. Another shot at the throne of Nelsimborg. Nath's father, the Dragon King, wasn't the same as he had been of old. Not after the last war. He was ancient, but not immortal. Brenwar sensed that the Dragon King's time on Nelsimborg was coming to an end. And who could keep the peace without him there? It was either Nath Dragon or no one. The horse nickered and stopped.
What is it now?
Brenwar said, rubbing his neck. A group of figures approached, cloaked from head to toe. Men, by the looks of them.
Hail and well met,
one said. Fingers itching at the sword on his hip.
Agreed,
said another, who stepped behind Brenwar's back. As easy as a fish swims in water, they had him surrounded. Brenwar stiffened as the next one said,
That's a fine horse you have there, little dwarf.
Brenwar knocked him out of his boots with his warhammer.
Little? I'll show you brigands, little.
Brenwar slid from his horse to the ground.
Take him down,
one ordered, drawing his sword. Two rushed forward. Brenwar busted one in the chest, dropping him in the mud. The other stabbed a dagger into his armored chest, snapping it at the hilt.
Fool, this armor's dwarfen made.
Drag him into the mud,
one of the brigands said. Brenwar took in a loud draw through his nose.
I smell an orc. A part of one, at least.
Brenwar knocked a curved sword from one's hand, kicked in the knee of another. He was a machine. A black-bearded typhoon in the rain. A man screamed as he busted his hand. Another fell as his knee gave out. One caught Brenwar in the back of his leg with a knife.
You should not have done that,
he said, swinging his warhammer. He lifted the man's feet from the ground. The rain poured. The brigands tumbled down. No group of brigands stood a chance against a dwarfen soldier with centuries of fighting under his belt. Brenwar grabbed the fallen half-orc by its head of hair and said,
Happen to see a man with long auburn hair and golden eyes pass through here, wart face?
I wouldn't say if I did, halfling.
Why is it the ugly ones always have the smartest mouths?
Because...
Brenwar clonked his head into the orc's, knocking him out.
That was a statement, not a question. Now, what about the rest of you?
Mercy, sir,
one said, clutching his broken arm.
Never seen such a man. If I did, I'd tell you, I swear.
Sure you would,
Brenwar said, hoisting himself back on his horse.
If I ever see any of you again, I'll break every bone in you.
He snapped the reins. Aggravated, Brenwar felt he wasn't any closer to finding Nath Dragon than when he started. But he was certain time was running out.